You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's ranking on the world stage is said to be mediocre when it comes to quality of life, safety from the state, and empowerment of its people. The findings come from the Human Rights Measurement Initiative, a tracker comparing the human rights performance of 33 countries worldwide. Australia is fourth from the bottom out of 25 high-income countries in the quality of life category, which includes the rights to education, food, health, housing, and work. Susan Randolph, HERMI co-founder and economic and social rights expert, says the nation is failing to fulfil its responsibilities.
It certainly could do considerably better. And that's, I mean, a score of 80.5, we would rate as, it's basically poor. It has the capacity to do much, much better and to ensure many more people are enjoying their rights.
Indigenous Australians, refugees and asylum seekers are especially vulnerable to human rights abuses. 80% of human rights experts surveyed by HERMI say these groups are at risk of being denied their right to health. More than 70% believe their rights to education and housing are not being met. David Burke, legal director at the Human Rights Law Centre, is urging support for those held in Australia's detention centres.
The reality is that we've got a government who systematically and regularly breaches the human rights of people seeking asylum and refugees. This is a group that has been demonised in our politics for decades now, when really what we need is a compassionate solution to people who are coming here seeking safety.
More than half of experts also identify the high risk of arbitrary arrest and torture faced by First Nations people. Cheryl Axelby, co-chair of National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services, says it's a centuries-old problem that contributes to continuing disadvantage. She's calling for action on the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, Indigenous-led initiatives, and independent inquiries into complaints against police and prisons. Ms. Axelby accuses Australia's leaders of showing a lack of commitment and leadership on Indigenous issues.
There is a real political mentality that, you know, we are people that need to be fixed and that we need to have decisions made for us, and our rights for self-determination are not fully embraced. What we need is continued leadership. And unfortunately, we are part of the political football that's often played in politics.
The revelations come amid the Black Lives Matter protests as activists demand racial justice for Indigenous and Black people facing police brutality. HERMI co-founder and former economist Anne-Marie Brooke is hopeful the report will support the need for fundamental change.
What our data show are that these groups have been systemically discriminated against for a long time, and the current movement, you know, I see it as a positive development in that it's broadening awareness of these problems that have been around for a really long time.
Researchers are also highlighting the importance of human rights during the coronavirus crisis. Dr. Randolph says people's ability to survive the pandemic is hugely impacted by their access to basic human rights. She warns without access to housing, people cannot wash their hands with running water and may temporarily stay in other people's homes, potentially spreading the virus.
So in some sense, ensuring that people have the right to housing and people have the right to health is also critical not only to their well-being, but to everybody else's well-being by ensuring that we isolate those that are ill and that we prevent illness to the extent possible.
The researchers hope the data will start a race to the top, with governments working to improve their world ranking on human rights. HERMI is urging policymakers to shift their focus from GDP per capita to how well they treat their people. Ms. Brooke says human rights are about creating a world where people feel safe, allowing them to flourish.
We're really able to, you know, manifest our kind of personal potential and live our lives in dignity. And I think that's something that every human being in the world really, really kind of wants for themselves and for their children. and countries that respect human rights are really countries that really just create the conditions that allow people to flourish.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.